Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun. But most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by the Newport Music Festival. The Newport Music Festival has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on the Newport Music Festival or to donate, please visit newportmusic.org. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, kids, parents, young adults, and young at heart. My name is Jamie, and we are back once again with another WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm here with my co-host this week, Skylar. How are you today, Sky?
I'm awesome. Hello, everyone.
The concert hall doors are closed and the orchestra is ready, so let's start the show. Skylar, what do we have in store for everyone today?
Before we get started, we would like to thank our sponsors. None of what we do is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks! People travel all over during the summertime, but there is one place that might be the most popular. Do you know where that is? If you guessed the ocean, then you're right. There are many pieces of music that are about the ocean, and today we will listen to some of them.
We get to go to the ocean every year. It is one of our most favorite places to be as a family. There's so much music about the ocean. I can't wait to get started. Here we go! Well, Skylar, in order to get to the ocean, you have to take the road and you have to travel. And the first piece is from a film that does just that, called National Lampoon Vacation Film Series, which began in 1983. It's a comedy film series initially based on John Hughes' short story, Vacation 58, that was originally published by National Lampoon magazine. The movie features the Griswold family's cross-country drive on their way to Wally World theme park that proves to be much more difficult than they ever anticipated. Here's the popular song from that film, Holiday Road, by Lindsey Buckingham.
Holiday Road,
Now that we've reached the ocean, let's take a dive into 1989's The Abyss. A civilian diving team is enlisted to search for a lost nuclear submarine and faces danger while encountering an alien aquatic species. This is Finale by Alan Silvestri from The Abyss.
In this next film, after his son is captured in the Great Barrier Reef and taken to Sydney, a timid clownfish sets out on a journey to bring him home. You must know what movie we're talking about.
Do you mean Finding Nemo?
That's right, Finding Nemo from 2003. Here are three shorter pieces from this ocean adventure. Main title, Nemo Egg, First Day, and Mr. Ray Scientists, all by Thomas Newman from Finding Nemo.
Wow, that was great. I love that movie.
It's a Disney movie, and you have another one, Sky.
In 2016, the movie Moana takes us to the ocean in ancient Polynesia, when a terrible curse caused by the demigod Maui reaches Moana's island. She answers the ocean's call to seek out the demigod to set things right. This is Sails to Tahiti by Mark Mancina from Moana.
In this next film, Arthur Curry, the human-born heir to the underwater kingdom of Atlantis, goes on a quest to prevent a war between the worlds of ocean and land in 2018's Aquaman. Here is one of the tracks from that film, What Could Be Greater Than a King, by Rupert Gregson Williams.
Thank you.
Aquaman was so cool. In 2004, The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou is about a plan to exact revenge on a mythical shark that killed his partner. Oceanographer Steve Zissou, played by Bill Murray, rallies a crew that includes his ex-wife, a journalist, and a man who may or may not be his son. Let's hear The Quasto International Film Festival by Mark Mothersbaugh from The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
A mermaid princess makes a bargain to give up her voice for a pair of legs so she can win a prince's love. We can only be talking about our favorite mermaid, Ariel, from 1989's Disney classic, The Little Mermaid. Here is one of the film's most loved songs, sung by Samuel E. Wright, who we just lost this past May. Let's all go under the sea, sung by Sebastian, from The Little Mermaid.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we're devoting full time to floating under the sea. Down here all the fish is happy, as off through the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy, they saw 'cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky, they in for a worse fate. One day when the boss get hungry,
yes, you go beyond the pay.
What go under the sea? Under the sea, nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us in fricassee. We what the land folks loves to cook. Under the sea, we after hook. We got no troubles, life is the bubbles under the sea.
Under the sea,
under the sea,
under the sea.
Since life is sweet here, we got to be here naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, did it, the earth start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it under the sea. The newt play the flute, the cop play the hop, the place play the bass and the sound, the chop, the bass play the brass, the chub play the tub. The flute is the duke of soul. The way he can play the lings on the strings, the chub rocking on the blackfish. He sings the spelt and the sprat, they know where it's at, they know that blowfish blow.
Sky, what's up next?
The sequel to 2003's Finding Nemo was, of course, Finding Dory in 2016. The friendly but forgetful blue tang Dory begins a search for her long-lost parents, and everyone learns a few things about the real meaning of family along the way. This is Shells by Thomas Newman from Finding Dory.
Thank you.
Speaking of Nemo, in 1954, a ship sent to investigate a wave of mysterious sinkings encounters the advanced submarine, the Nautilus, commanded by Captain Nemo. Here's one of the pieces from that film's score called Deserted Sub, Burial, Captured by Paul J. Smith from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Thank you.
I think it's time to go back to the ocean so we can experience new adventures. But before we go, we would like to thank our sponsors one more time. None of what we do is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks!
Well, that's it for another episode of WCRI's Kids Hour. Make sure you support and enjoy the music and the arts wherever and whenever you can. We'll see you next time, everyone!
Wow, that was so fun! I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by the Newport Music Festival. The Newport Music Festival has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on the Newport Music Festival or to donate, please visit newportmusic.org. Gotta run. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later.